Well, I think the most alarming would be some of these memory gaps that I've had, and it's tough because you sit around a table with your family and your friends, and people will be reminiscing about stories that every single person remembers and remembers clearly, and some of them are just gone. And no matter how hard you think about them, they don't reappear. And some of the symptoms that I was experiencing and to this day continue to experience and are the reason why we decided to move on. The interesting thing, and you just brought this up, is that I always knew that playing football was going to cause injury, and I was always prepared for arthritis and, even some chronic pain in the joints, and because that really was a part of the game. What I wasn't prepared for is an injury that, in effect, can take away your personality. It injures who you are as a person, your identity. God gave us all the miracle of the brain so that we could reveal his likeness. And in order to do that, we have to have one that functions.
Right.
And honestly, it's unlike anything else. It's when someone has a brain disease, it's a difficult thing because it really becomes the end of who they are as a person. It has an effect on their personality and a deterioration of an identity. And that's what makes brain disorder, brain disease such an issue that we need to take very seriously. And so that was, what was going through my mind the months after that concussion and led us to make the decision to walk away.